All right, AJ, this will make you feel better about your weirdo foot fetish.
Okay, cool. What? All right.
My wife Jennifer's on. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, last week...
Don't say where we were. We were just out.
Just out. Okay.
No, we were out. No, I'm not going to say where we were.
Okay.
And so
we're at a, we're at a thing. There's a lot of people.
At a function.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like a restaurant.
There's a lot of people.
You're all functioning, not a restaurant.
Right.
Right.
Event.
Okay. So some kind of event. Some kind of function.
Got it.
Right.
Gathering.
You too. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So as I'm walking through this crowd, I feel somebody tap me on my shoulder, and I turn around, and there's a guy, like, you know, very normal-looking human.
Very normal-looking?
Yeah, normal-looking guy. That's some kind of freak you are.
You know whatever he says now is going to be abnormal.
Yeah.
Because he was normal-looking.
Normal-looking.
Yes. He was
normal-looking human.
Normal-looking human.
Yes. Yeah.
He still stood upright.
So then he says to me, he goes, "You have really nice feet." Now, guys... Little side note, I'm rocking a bit of a bunion on my right foot, so I'm thinking he's joking. I said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "I normally start at the top." He goes, "But with you, I have to start at the bottom because you have really nice feet."
Wow.
Who says that?
That's
out
like
loud?
19 steps too far.
Who says that out loud?
"I normally start at
was
the
he,
top."
Was he hammered? Did he seem hammered?
No.
Wow.
Not at all. AJ, I didn't know what to say, so I said, "Oh, okay, thank you." And
thanks.
I just walked away.
Just, thank you.
To do.
That, you know what? You made my day.
That's far more polite than most people
right,
would have been.
Right, right.
I also like that you were like, "Well, I thought he was going to make fun of my feet," and it was sarcastic, which is even crazier.
Are you drunk?
I tell Chaz about it a few minutes later. I'm like, "You're not going to believe what some guy just said to me." He goes, "Am I going to get pissed off?" I said, "No, you're not going to get pissed off."
Most guys would say that. Yeah, that was exactly what a guy would say. Why? What did he say? Now they're going to go kill somebody.
And when I told him, he was as surprised as I was. He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "I know."
What do you do with something like that? I don't know. Avoid him the rest of the evening, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you watch him to see if he says it to other people. You want to feel special.
I was just thinking that. Right. Imagine that.
Yeah. That like, might be his go-to pickup line.
Yeah, like everybody. And like, remember who was it?
Oh,
it was Glenn or somebody used to insult the girl's shoes. Because that got her to talk to him. Mm. He's like, "And suddenly, your shoes are ugly." Also, like, "Bah, bah, bah," and they kind of get a conversation going.
What if he changes up? Sometimes he's like, "I usually start in the middle."
Right. I usually start the belt
That's
line.
Worse.
Right. Start the belt line and, you know, work my way up or down. I don't know.
Those are some sweet elbows you got there.
Right. Oh, she's no smooth, not rough or anything.
I mean, she pointed him out to me and he looked, like she said, normal.
Right.
Like,
normal human.
Like a right. Normal
human.
Dude,
you know?
What would you picture in your mind a person saying something like that?
Like a creep.
Besides me.
No, like a creep.
Right.
You would expect a creepy looking person.
Right, right, right.
Ted Bundy looked normal too. You know what I mean?
This is true.
That's true.
This is true. There are some normal folks that didn't
A creep just... can't do that.
Yeah.
If you look creepy on the outside, you can't bring your creep game from the inside.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Creep game.
His inner creep came out.
Hey girl.
Those folks would say hello.
But we were telling Dave at Riverview this story, and he said, "Well, he should have seen your wedding ring."
Right, yeah.
Like, you don't say that to people
no.
who are married.
No.
You know?
But do you think it was sexual?
Yeah, no,
oh
you
God.
Don't.
Maybe yeah. just, maybe just, make, well, yeah, that's true. I was going to say, maybe it's just a compliment, but when he said, "I usually start bombing the work morning," or whatever he said, that definitely was, that was creepy, yes.
Mm. I just think he's nuts.
That was definitely creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He didn't try more conversations, because I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
And then he walks away. Like,
nice
he's
feet.
A watcher.
I usually start.
Yeah, luckily he went.
Top.
Luckily, got into his state car, went back to Hartford. You're the legislators forever, aren't you?
No, it's a good question though. Like, do you think he would have made the comment, Chaz, if you were standing there with Jennifer?
Probably not.
I don't either.
So. I don't think so. No,
I don't think so.
No.
Chaz was actually because it was so busy where we were. I'd say he was probably about maybe 6 feet ahead of me, and I was walking in the crowd behind him, so I wasn't beside him.
But
at
maybe
that moment.
He didn't see your wedding ring, whatever. But you know, I would never say something like that.
You still don't say it. Just
one
like,
period.
First
and
of all,
then two to a married woman.
That's your opening line. Not like, "Hey, how are you?"
Well,
Well, to be fair to him, it did stick out.
You're working
it
for the conversation.
She remembers it.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Yeah, right. I mean, I'm sure he wanted it in a good way.
Maybe from now on, wear the wedding ring on your bunion.
Right. He's looking down there.
That's the thing. He probably never looked up. He was just busy looking down at feet all day.
Right. He said he was looking for change. But, yeah.
So should we do like weirdo encounters with strangers?
I think so.
Do you think we'll get some calls?
Everybody's had a weirdo encounter.
All right. Weirdo
not weirder
encounters.
Than this, though.
Well, no, we're not going to beat this.
It's not a competition.
Right. Just a weirdo encounter with a stranger.
Right.
203-882-9757.
Maybe we'll call.
What's that? Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe we'll call.
203-882-9757. All right. Nice job, Olivia.
Love you, bye.
Nice job.
I feel much better now, Chad. Thank you.
Beth in North Haven.
Hi, North Brantford, actually.
Oh, we were just testing you. You passed.
Yes.
Good job. She knows who she is.
So this happened recently. I'm on Facebook dating, and I started talking to this guy. First day I was talking to him, he wanted me to drive out to his town because he doesn't drive and go for a walk. And I was like, oh, well, if I drive out your way, will you at least get me lunch? And then he called me rude and stuck up for asking for lunch. And then we kept talking, and he asked if he could move in with me. I'd never even met the guy, and this is the first day I'm talking to him.
We talked once, right? We talked one time.
Right, yeah.
Pat doesn't drive.
Not even met him, and he's telling me how bad his situation is with his brother, and he's asking if he can move in. He doesn't even drive. I'm like, are you kidding me?
There's nothing wrong with that. Why are we focusing on that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Pat says he still wants to see you.
I give you a lot of credit for hanging in there.
Yeah.
Being a compassionate human.
And then when I told him he was crazy, he blocked me.
You got blocked by him!
Yeah.
Well, you know, because you didn't take care of him.
No,
because
you were car shaming and you deserve it.
Right. You wanted lunch and you wouldn't let him move in. Come on.
He was hanging in until she called him crazy. And it's like, you're out.
At least I have my standards.
Right?
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, congratulations on your quest, you know, looking for a man.
Yes.
Yeah, thank
Facebook.
You.
It's not easy.
No.
No, it is not.
No. How old are you?
41.
Okay.
Young.
Yeah.
Young.
Old.
Very young.
Yeah, I'm sure there's other people out there.
It's tough because you either have to spend your time going everywhere to hopefully encounter someone.
Right.
Or you go online.
Right.
And this is what you're dealing with.
Not many options. No.
Yeah, not a lot of options.
Have you thought of the church?
The only good thing about the online is it's kind of easy to weed out, like, the weirdos, like this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
There should be some kind of, like, alert thing, like, you, like, click on, like, weirdo or something like that. You know, the responses. It should be, like, a person, like, oh, you know. It's just a nut
warn
or something
else.
Like that. A nut.
Right. Well, maybe there's a questionnaire, and then based on the questionnaire, the app determines your...
Right.
Level of competency.
Yeah, who you get to actually interact with.
And you get a little green bar on the bottom.
Right, all nuts with nuts. You
know? Yeah, but they'll lie.
Right.
Nuts will lie.
Yeah,
so,
yeah that's
but they'll
true.
Determine. Eventually, the true nut will come out.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's fun. Well, thank you, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, call me.
Pat says call him.
I like lunch.
Pat doesn't drive, but... No. He's more normal than the last guy.
It won't work. I already divorced one, Beth.
Right.
That's funny.
Weirdo encounters with a stranger. Joe in West Haven.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Monday.
You too.
Hello.
All right. So I used to be on a pool league at this local bar, and there was this blonde there one night, and kind of looked like eyed each other for a minute, and that was it. Nothing else happened.
Right.
I went to go use the men's room. Somebody was in there. Sorry, I'm breathing hard. I just carried a box of siding.
Okay, good.
And so I went to use the ladies' room. I'm sitting in the ladies' room. I forgot to lock the door. She walks in.
Oops.
Oh, she
this is
jumps
awkward.
Right on top of me. She jumps right on top of me while I'm on the toilet.
So you were doing number two?
So this were you going poo-poo?
You want to make a number two?
Poo-poo.
Well, I wasn't there yet, but
you were sitting to do that.
You were crowning.
I was sitting to do that. Yes.
Right.
Wow.
You're doing the breathing exercises first,
and then so she comes in and then jumps right on top of you. Did she have clothes
absolutely.
On?
Absolutely.
Did she see you?
What do you mean?
Like maybe like wasn't paying attention?
She was
sat down on them. You know, like
no. She was facing.
to me when she jumped on top of me. She pulled her pants down and jumped on top of me.
She pulled her pants down and jumped on top of you.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Cowgirl style.
Wow. Good heavens, man.
I mean, like, that just doesn't happen.
No. Especially there. I mean, can you think of the least romantic place? Someone's taking a poop?
Didn't it happen in the
bathroom? Yeah.
Well, here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
While that was happening, the owner of the bar, right, I won't mention her name, but she had the hots for me, too.
Okay.
And she walked in on us.
Oops. Oh,
and
no.
And instead of getting mad and throwing me out, she was like, oh, Joe. I was
like, like disappointed.
Yeah, sorry,
like,
I can't do
Joe.
I can't do two, I'm pooped.
Like a sitcom, and everyone's like, aw.
I'm going to need to shower before the second one shows up.
So did something happen with you in the first one?
What first one? The one, the owner of the bar?
No,
toilet lady.
Toilet
jumper.
The blonde.
The plunger.
The plunger.
Did something happen while we were there? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In a bathroom while you're pooping.
Yeah, did you have a second?
Well, you didn't start yet.
But still,
well, I didn't poop yet, or I probably wouldn't have done it.
Right.
Right. You know, yes, exactly. Okay, we'll move on from that part.
Great.
But wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
But wow.
Well,
wow.
It's got to be hard.
Yeah, well, I mean,
some good alcohol,
I mean,
there.
Now I'd be happy if a woman just rubbed against my arm while I was grabbing my coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
Right.
Well,
don't poop there.
You don't sound like a Starbucks guy.
Try pooping again in the ladies room.
You sound like a Dunkin' Donuts guy to me.
Well, I'm a Komodo Dragon guy.
Oh.
I
don't know what that means.
It's a brand coffee. Very good.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh. Okay.
Stop bragging.
Hoping it wasn't a sexual position.
Everyone thinks I'm hot. Yeah. I like coffee.
I'm a Folgers kind of guy, dark roast.
Wow.
Well, maybe we got something there. Maybe we can create one.
Well, Joe, did you ever have relations with the owner of the bar who had the hots for you?
No. No, 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 no.
Wow. She didn't want to compete?
Why was that such a hard no?
Because, I don't know, she looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, she was good looking.
Oh, okay.
No, she was.
Well, she also owned the bar, and if you ruined it, you couldn't drink there.
Yeah, really. I mean, just free drinks, man.
Yeah, but I worked there. I was a bartender there.
You don't poop where you work.
Gotcha. Big difference. Okay, that means a lot now.
Sounds like you was doing that.
Right.
Wow, that is a weirdo encounter with a stranger.
Absolutely.
If I ever heard one in my life.
Yes. Yeah.
You're the weirdo, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that just don't happen. So, like, it's a fond memory.
Yeah, like, you have to be a hot dude to just, like, she followed you right into the restroom and, like, let's go.
Right, while you're pooping.
Or everyone's gross.
Either you have to be a hot dude or she's got to be a drunk chick. And I think it's probably a little of both.
Yeah. Okay.
Column A and column B. All right. All right. The perfect storm. Nice.
That's it, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joe. Dude.
Oh, I can't think of a worse place to...
Well, you keep picturing it happening. It was about to happen, and then that stopped happening,
right,
and something else started.
Right. But, I mean, still, the guy's got his pants down. He's sitting on the toilet. Oh, yeah, boy, let me have you now.
Mm. Yep.
I'll be like, you know what, when you're done, and then you shower.
That's kind of crazy.
No, here's my number.
That's a little too crazy for me.
Well, Ruth looks like Billy Idol right now. She's her lips all curled.
Oh, God. I'm just imagining him, like, sitting there prairie dogging, you know?
He's all grumpy munchkin. And
no, but
like
none of that
guy.
Was happening.
Right. Boy, I was about to.
None of that was happening.
I mean, he sat down.
He was ready.
And then here she comes.
Right, but how do you not? I mean,
exactly.
Once all systems are go.
Your body's thinking one thing, then the other thing kicks in.
Right.
That's too much movement.
Right. It's like, wait a minute, now it's going to take care of something else. Now I got to do something from the front.
There wasn't one splashdown.
Yeah, there's
right.
Just from force of action.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
There was one boulder dropping.
Yeah, yeah, shook loose.
One of the kids went to the pool.
Yeah. Cannonball.
There was a bullet in the chamber.
Yeah, definitely chambered up.
All right, we use every
Dave and Seymour. Can you, Dave? Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah,
good,
I just want to say, but wow, how do you follow a story like that?
You don't. You don't. You have your own story.
Yes,
it's not a competition.
My own story probably goes for the shortest conversation in history. It was about 30 years ago.
my wife and I were in a pastry shop when she was in gorgeous shape, had black hair down to the floor. She used to braid it and put it up in a big bun. So we're standing in the cookie store, and this weirdo comes up and touches her hair and says, I'm a photographer. Is that a variation on a French braid? And starts conversating with her. And my wife's very conversational, so she starts talking, turns around, starts talking to him. And I didn't like where any of it was going. He's still touching her hair. I leaned over in her ear. I said, you've got 5 seconds to drop this guy before I do.
Nice.
That was the quickest conversation you ever had.
Yeah, nice, but right to the point.
I
love it.
And she dropped it right there. But I'd like to add a thought to Joe's story, and before I end the
comment. Joe, who walked into a bathroom, went to go poo-poo, right. Sits down right. On the toilet. Woman follows him in, and takes her pants off and jumps on his lap.
And getting some sums at a poo-poo.
So my ending thought on that is, some people give golden showers. Joe must have been.
No.
I'm gonna punch this guy.
Right. You got 5 seconds to drop the conversation where I drop him.
If you don't stop petting my wife.
Right.
Ashley in North Haven.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So I am a HVAC technician. So, you know, I usually go to customers' houses and, you know, service their furnace or whatever they have. This one day I went to a couple's house, and it was a lady and her husband. And, you know, her husband was talking to me. His breath smelled really bad. So I had went upstairs to turn off the thermostat. Away from the conversation.
Nice. Wow.
And all of a sudden, his wife started talking to me. And out of nowhere, I don't know if she was on something or if she was drunk, but she put her hand over me and all of a sudden gave me a smooch on my face. And wow. I was just in complete shock. And I was like, what's going on?
Right, I'm just here to service the furnace.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm pretty much done here. So I was like, I got to get going.
Obviously, your thermostat needs checking.
Oh, wow. Where did you said she put her hand on you. Like, where did she put it? Like, behind your head?
Like, you know, when you're, like, putting your hand over someone, like, on the shoulder.
Right.
Oh, on the shoulder.
Right. So she can
then leaned in and
yes, well, gave me a big smooch on my face, and I was like, "All right, well, this is really weird."
Right,
could be the great beginning of some of these movies that you see online on some of those sites. But...
Yes, not that I've ever seen those, but yes,
yeah. No, I've heard things.
Some
about
music
them.
Kicks in, bounce, wow, wow.
Maybe she just wanted to know if everyone's breath tasted bad. Her husband's breath is gross.
Maybe your breath smells so good.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Your breath smells so good. It's like, oh, thank God.
This is the first person I've talked to in a long time with breath I can handle.
Yeah, death breath over there is over there. You know,
let me eat this toothpaste. Nice.
Well, scary situation. You handled it correctly.
You did.
Yeah.
Did the furnace ever get fixed?
Yeah, it was working fine.
Cool.
It was never broken.
Right.
Wow. It was never broken.
Right.
That's funny.
Damn it, it didn't work again.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's a weirdo encounter with a stranger.
Yeah, and death breath.
So.
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you, Ashley.
Good luck out there.
Bye. Tom in West Haven.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Tom.
Good morning. So I've got a weird one for you.
Okay.
I was at a wedding like 20 years ago, and I went stag. I didn't have a date, and I'd just gotten divorced. I'm like, this is going to stink. So my brother's at the wedding with his wife. Up walks a woman who's about 5 martinis into the reception
right. And
says, ooh. I've wanted to blank you since high school.
Really?
Yes. First words out of our mouth.
Nice. Most folks say, hi. Hello. How you been?
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's a fine how do you do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, far out. She calls me my brother's name.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Did you go along with it?
She thinks I'm my brother.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, well, it's 5 martinis, man. You know, martinis are not, you can't have more like 2. You're shot for 5.
I don't know whether to do this or do that. I'm like, oh my God. So I go up to the bar. I'm like, I go to my brother and I say, hey, you know, do you mind if I get lucky on your dime? He's like, yes, of course I do. I'm with my wife. So I go back. I'm like, look, I really can't. I'm just getting over a divorce.
What did you tell him for? Why is your brother in the
bar?
We're
martini.
All confused right now.
Yeah, I want another martini, please, my friend.
The closest I've ever come to saying no is not no. I'm landing the plane. And I say no. And she's like, well. And she got offended and tossed the sixth martini in my face.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I still, yeah, thank you. The biggest loser move I've ever made, countered by the biggest loser move she ever made. Everyone's like, oh my God.
And once you get that martini on you, yeah. Everyone would think that you said something inappropriate to her.
Right.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you, fellas. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? It takes a big man to admit that.
I feel terrible for you.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
I know. She had a room at the hotel right above the reception.
Dude.
Feel worse now.
Do you talk to your brother anymore?
Oh, absolutely.
You must regret that a lot.
Right. Like every day you wake up thinking about it. Every day.
Every day.
And she's not a bad looking lady either. I was just like, oh no, God, what did I do?
Yeah, God said, I sent her your way and you blew it, pal.
Yeah.
You were a gentleman.
God was like, moron.
Yeah. When you get to heaven.
I even uttered the words. I'm like, hey, bro, do you mind if I get lucky on your dime? He's like, of course I do.
Man, you should have.
That wasn't cool either. You should have said, of course, brother.
Yeah.
You're going through a divorce.
Right.
Do it.
This one's on me.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the story.
Yeah, man.
Takes a
big man to confess that on the air. Brooke in East Haven, you're the last one in. What do you got?
Okay, so I was actually out to dinner with my dad in a restaurant in New Haven, and I felt like I had to call in after the first story, but they had unisex bathrooms, and I went to go use the restroom, and there was a guy in there having a good time by himself.
Oh, that's weird.
So I started laughing hysterically and then shut the door, and then I told my dad.
That's the best way.
All right, that settled him down right away. It's nothing like getting laughed at.
Yep. The command performed my ass.
At least I was in my 30s, so it's not like I'm not a little kid, but at the time I was in my 30s. Yeah, and
that's corporate.
I just walked away from the bathroom. I was hysterical, and my dad already left the tip and whatever, and we walked out to the car, and when we got to the car I was still laughing, and I told him, I was like, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna tell you what I just saw.
And the fact that he didn't lock the door, you know, he was a creepo.
Yeah,
wanting that to happen.
Yep. Wanting
yeah.
found
yeah so
Yep. Joe strikes again.
Yep.
Thank you, Brooke.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.